This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. A government like ours, it gave the young eagle scope for his wings. Those are words by the truest friend ever made by Lincoln, Joshua Speed, who in 1887 was writing down some of his feelings and thoughts about his remarkable prairie friend. He uses an image, a symbol, the eagle, to name the great power of his friend and the interaction with society and civilization. Government was the wind, and Lincoln, the eagle's wing. Lincoln, he sees, was no more a self-made man than does an eagle fly without the air. Now, in a very early form of religion called animism, the idea was that the natural world was full of spirits. Many are returning to that sacred view for a second time. And animism is rich with symbols, including animals that carry spiritual power and meaning. So it is not surprising that Lincoln's friend might see in the eagle something of the value of his friend, the former president. It is interesting that his friend did not vote for Lincoln and that he was a slave owner. Both men had hearts bigger than history, and that was what a symbol can point to, values and meaning beyond the material world. The eagle as a spiritual symbol is used for nations and empires and even for church pulpits. And yet also it is found in Psalm 103. It is the symbol for how youth can be renewed like the eagle. The myth behind that passage is that an eagle, even with its wings on fire, can plunge into the ocean and come up with new wings, renewed. The prophet Isaiah hoped that elder people could be like that and said, "Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young shall fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Animal images as religious symbols are powerful and dangerous. Human ideas about ethics simply don't apply in the animal world. Spiritual life often takes us beyond simple ideas of good and bad. All the people can't be all good all the time, and Lincoln wasn't. Lincoln himself was thought of as a monster by some, including the editor of the Belfast Republican Journal back then, who compared Lincoln with Hannibal, piling up the skulls of the dead youth as a monument to himself. But like the eagle, Lincoln had a high horizon view of life and political life. He made decisions that defy easy definition as good or bad, and all for a great good that he believed he saw. On his flight, he had enough distance not to hate the South or think that only the North was good. When Teddy Roosevelt used Lincoln as his model for the values of a new nationalism in his fight against the robber barons, he said, "We do not hate wealth. It was only unfairness, rigged inequality that he hated." In very Lincoln-esque terms, he said that wealth must, quote, "subserve the public good. We draw the line against misconduct, not against wealth." Lincoln never dropped to name-calling or to assign evil to individual people. Lincoln had the spirit of an eagle, but he had a heart and a mind of a good person. He was like an eagle, but he was better. And with such power and scope, we too can live in honor down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.